Belly. Since I started drinking it, I've lost 100 pounds. I cut all my anxiety medication.
My depression medication.
You know, my dog that ran away came back. My ingrown toenail fungus went away. No.
But it felt like that.
You know, it's like, goddamn, this cured all your problems. Yeah, me and my husband are getting back together. We've been separated for 5 years. Like, goddamn, all because of this vitamin water, you say.
And some good ass water.
That's some good shit, man. And she still, hey, nothing I'm gonna anyone judge. I mean, she still looked a little rough.
Hey, my podcast already.
Shit. I'm Javi Luna, husband, father, and oh yeah, stand-up comedian. I've been fortunate enough to spend over a decade traveling the country, making audiences laugh. But my favorite audience is the one right here at home in Corpus Christi, Texas. My wife and co-host, Jen. Once a week, we sit down and have a chat. There's other podcasts like this, but this one's mine. And that makes it original. All right, welcome out to the Gordito Podcast, episode 144. You thought I was gonna get it.
Aww.
But man, we get better. We getting better all the time, baby. Woo. Practice makes perfect. Welcome to my podcast, to everybody except people that have recorded, had me on their podcast and never released the episode.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
But hey, it's few and far between, man. I'm just saying, man. If you had me come all the way down to your shit.
For real.
To talk some shit on your podcast. You knew what you were getting. And then not to release it. Not even tell me why. We had technical difficulty, Javi.
Like, no comment.
You know, no comment. No nothing like that.
What
you
the fuck's up with that,
you know,
bro?
You know.
Whatever.
But welcome to everybody else, though.
Welcome
to my podcast. They probably do. Whoever it was, does probably probably doesn't listen. I was probably just too real for your shit.
I mean, maybe.
You know, it's probably what it is.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I wasn't too real for?
What?
I wasn't too real for the Rotary Club of
the South.
Southside. Southside Rotary Club. Who says Javi's not corporate friendly? Who says that?
I've never heard that.
If you did, you're dead wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they had me. I went out and did the administrative professional appreciation luncheon.
Nice.
Say that three times fast.
Say, wow.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah, it is.
Put on by the Corpus Christi Southside Rotary Club. Mm-hmm. Right? If you don't know what the Rotary Club is...
Explain it to
me. I've done shows for Rotary Clubs before, mm-hmm. and every single time I have to look it up.
I was really going to ask.
It's just a community organization. It's kind of like the Junior League.
Okay.
Where it's just, I get, you know what? This is not me making fun of them. This is just my best way of explaining it. It's like people that were like in student council,
mm-hmm.
or like beta club.
Mm-hmm.
And school ended.
Uh-huh.
And they missed it.
Okay.
So then they just created all these other organizations for themselves to join so that they could still do fundraisers and good nonprofit stuff. You know,
my kind of people.
Are they your kind of people?
I was in the beta club. I felt like you were talking smack.
Do you like being in social civic things? Do we need to join the The Rotary Club?
I mean, maybe.
You're saying rub elbows?
No, I'm too antisocial.
I was hired to be the entertainment. Of course, it was in the afternoon. It was at lunchtime.
Right, because it was a luncheon.
Comedy at noon at the Corpus Christi Country Club.
That does not sound...
Does that sound like Javi... Look, when you look at Javi Luna, don't you think Country Club?
I mean,
I fucking put me a little fucking sweater, tie me a little sweater around my neck.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Pip, pip, cheerio. You know?
Yeah, no.
Play the back nine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying? I got a little country club. A little bit country club, a little bit rock and roll.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't been to the country club here in Corpus since my prom.
Okay.
Junior year. I didn't go to my senior prom, realized. Did you go to prom?
No,
were
I
you
did over? Not.
It's prom season. Let's make this the prom episode.
Okay.
Okay, prom. Why not? It's coming up.
No, I did not go to prom.
Either one? Either year?
No. No interest.
Any particular reason?
I just never really had an interest.
You weren't a school dance person?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Didn't do favorites, didn't do any of that
None
stuff.
Of it. None of it. I wasn't a dancer, but I went.
Okay.
I was that guy.
So what did you do?
I literally just went, like, said what's up to everybody,
mm-hmm.
took the pictures, danced maybe one, maybe two songs.
Yeah.
You know, something slow, and let's, let's hit the after party. Let's go cruise. You know, depending on what, different situations. I think one time, when I was like a sophomore, I think we went bowling.
What?
After favorites.
Okay.
You know, when you're just random stuff.
That's dope.
Random stuff. Yeah.
I do that.
Band kid, band nerd. It was cool. It was fun. One time, we went to go play pool.
At okay.
Slick Willy's. Yeah. I wasn't like crazy. It wasn't until like my senior year that I started like going like a couple more house parties and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my years are spent with some band nerds and got in a car wreck. I wasn't driving. I was not the driver.
Well, that's good.
My friend Belinda, she was driving. Her some drama happened where she was emotional driving. She wasn't like a drunk driving okay. thing or anything like that. She mm-hmm. was just, she was in an emotional
upset.
State. She was upset. She mm-hmm. shouldn't have been driving because she was so emotional. And she ended up jumping a curb. And we were like,
oh, crap.
We were like this close to like hitting a telephone pole.
Shit.
A light pole. Yeah.
That would have been like one of those prom stories that you hear about.
Yeah. It was damn near. And like I said, it wasn't even, luckily, you know, she wasn't like drinking or anything like that. You know, probably the only reason why we didn't. Whatever, but yeah, so it brought back memories going to the country club because I was there and I was all like, man, I really like have not stepped foot. I forgot that it was here, but it's one of those, the country clubs are one of those things. If you don't have any business there,
I've never been.
You don't go there.
I've never once been.
No, not for a wedding, not for anything.
Never.
Yeah. I'm not hating. I'm not hating.
But when you have to preface it...
Our country club's not very nice.
No?
No, it's not.
Okay. Like, what does it look like? Like, is it...
Not
like...
what you would picture. It's literally just... I mean, it's the ballroom itself is... It's nice, but it's a little dated.
Okay.
You know, which I guess you could expect. But it's just... It's literally just one building.
Okay.
You know, it's the main ballroom, which I'm sure they can divide it into whatever, different conference rooms and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then it's the golf course, which looked nice. I have never played it, the whole thing.
Right.
And they got some tennis courts. The parking lot was all jacked up.
Isn't it like small or something? It seems when you drive by.
Yeah, it's pretty small. It's a pretty small country club. Yeah, we don't have a very active... The one in Portland's very much nicer. Much nicer.
Okay. I didn't know Portland had a country club.
Portland has the North Shore Country Club.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know who belongs to country clubs. I guess if you're not a golfer or tennis player, like I guess that's...
But like, what was that show we watched that they would just go eat? Oh, they would golf and then eat.
Yeah, you see that? Yeah. I don't think they have any of that there. Like, I don't think there's like a full like...
Restaurant
that you can go. I'm sure maybe they do have dinner for the club members. Maybe there's people that go and schmooze and whatever.
Yeah.
So it felt very much like that. Everyone kind of knew everybody. There's
cool.
A lot of business owners taking their administrative staff out.
Nice.
Of course, I got sat at the hodgepodge table. A couple of people from the news station were there. You know, my buddy JTK, shout out homie, John
Woo!
Thomas Cobos. Didn't recognize me. He hadn't seen me since my hair was much shorter. Last time I had been on KIII, I think was maybe. What, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Pre-pandemic for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe it was like Thanksgiving 2019. I think it was right before the pandemic.
Okay.
That it happened. And so he was all like, hey, how's it going, John Thomas? I was like, we've met I was like, but I didn't have the glasses. Hair was much shorter. Uh-huh. He goes, oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Different. So it was good to reconnect with him. Barbie Leos was there. She's cool. She hadn't seen me since I started years and years ago. Of course, she's good friends with Steve Trevino, so we got to talk about him and his success. He's going to be in town doing the rodeo. Which, can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, please.
For now, it's a prom season, right? Fiesta just wrapped up in San Antonio, where I'm going to be this weekend. But right after Fiesta, Corpus does their best rendition. Uh-huh. Called Buck Days.
Yes, we do.
It's not as vibrant as Fiesta, right? I've never been to Fiesta. We're really not trying to do Fiesta, right? But it's our thing. Uh-huh. Where there's different events, there's a carnival going on, there's a night parade,
right?
There's a rodeo, and the last like 2 years, we got like a new person running the rodeo that's really started to. Before, the rodeo here in Corpus was just the rodeo events, the bull riding, the team roping, whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you weren't into rodeo, like the actual sport of rodeo, you wouldn't go.
Right.
This person's tried to bring in more entertainment.
Okay.
Right, like bands, music, like you see at a bigger rodeo, like the Houston or San Antonio rodeo, where there's concerts at night, and that brings in more people.
That's cool.
You know, so they've started to incorporate that, and this is the first year that they're gonna do a comedy show that's actually part of the whole Buck Days thing. So that's a big deal for Trevino.
Yeah,
for him to be attached to that. So thank you for opening that door, man. Hey, look out for me in 2045.
Bye.
<You know? laughs> The Javi Luna Buck Days show. So it's exciting to see that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. And it was good to test out those clean chops. We've talked about that on the show before. It's not something that I do for my own show. Mm-hmm. I like to use my colorful language.
Right.
You know.
So it's a good little challenge.
So it was a good little challenge, and it went very well. Yeah. In fact, I picked up some more fundraiser type.
Nice.
Gigs. People dug it. The well-behaved Javi, man.
Okay.
Who knows? Hey, Nate Bargatze, Brian Reagan, watch your ass, bitch. Oh, shit. I say I fucked up already.
See? So close.
See? But I did so good. Close. In fact, I went out and I didn't do I only smoked some CBD before. I'm actually on a tolerance break right now.
Nice.
That's something I'm doing for myself. Gotta do it every now and then, guys. Gotta do it every now and then. Especially, I've been having some like rough trips lately.
That's not
I bad. Realize. So whenever I do that, gotta give the THC receptors a little bit of a break. Mm-hmm. You know, gotta follow the science, guys. Gotta follow the science. You know what I'm saying? So we had a great weekend.
Yes, we did.
Great weekend. We you know, very family friendly weekend.
It was so nice
to go with along with my family friendly comedy.
Oh, it did. You know, yeah,
fixed, did some lawnmower repair.
Oh, you did. You were very much dad mode.
I was dad mode this weekend.
Yeah, you were.
I didn't want to have to borrow the neighbor's.
Oh God, lawnmower!
Lawnmower again. So I was like,
still owe them a cake or something. I forgot.
And so I had ordered a new carburetor. If this is boring you. I'm gonna speed through it. I ordered a new carburetor for the lawnmower because I'm like 99% sure that's the problem. And I had the part number. I checked and rechecked that this
is it.
The part that goes to my lawnmower. So I'm like, it's gonna take me 30 minutes max to slap this puppy on.
Sure.
Right. So Saturday morning I get up. Like, let me go ahead, knock the shit out. I slide it on. Everything's matching up. I'm putting the little, this hooks into that and this hooks into that. And I took a picture before to make sure that I got it right. I rewatched the YouTube video. Uh-huh. I'm good. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
And there's one little connection that doesn't fit. There's one plastic piece that's different from the part that I took off to the part that I'm putting on.
Yeah.
And I don't have the right linkage.
Right.
Right. So now I go on a troubleshoot. I'm like, can I bend this
so that, make it work?
To make it work, is this something that I can just go pick up? This is another part I have to order. Eventually, I just ended up cleaning out the carburetor that I had already, and so we're at. But we got it going.
Yeah,
we went to Sam's Club.
Yeah, I said, we did.
Hey, we have a Sam's member. I realized we've had a Sam's membership
for a long time.
The entire time we've been married. Almost.
I looked and it said since 2010.
Okay. And in the time we've been married for, it'll be 6 years this July.
Right.
How many times would you say we've gone to Sam's Club in those 6 years?
I mean, maybe 5 or less.
5 is probably being generous.
Right.
Why is that, you think?
Because I don't think about buying stuff in bulk.
Uh-huh. Even though we got 3 kids. And we got a family. We got a brood.
I know. And it makes sense.
That's a brood in 2003.
It makes sense. But I guess I just never think about it.
I mean, there's certain things that our kids eat in bulk.
That is absolutely true. Like those damn fruit bars.
Fruit bars. Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts.
Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely certain items. So I was like, you know what? I was like, let's go to
Sam's.
It's sample day.
Hell yeah.
Saturday, it's sample day. Let's go take full advantage.
Even the teenager went.
And he wasn't going to go until I said sample day. And then he was like, oh, never mind, I'll go. And boy, did he take full advantage. He went and came back and told us like where everything was.
Yeah, what the layout was, you what know, they were sampling.
Yeah, you know, they had the grilled cheese. It's you know what I'm saying? And I'm one of those guys.
What right?
That when I sample, I have to stand there and act like I'm going to buy it. I don't know why I'm like that.
Yeah, no. I take my sample and walk off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Like if you've ever been a sample person, let me know. Like, which do you prefer? Do you prefer the honesty of like, I'm like, oh, okay, thank you, and walk the fuck away?
That's me.
Or do you like, you know, be like, oh, this is really good. And this is in what aisle?
Hell no. Why am I wasting my time?
You know, because I might buy it. I mean, sometimes.
No, okay.
Sometimes like, I buy the stuff.
Okay, so this is what happens. So I walk away, and if I do like it, then I will, you know, I'll check back and see what it is that it, you know, and I might pick it up.
Yeah. Or at least I'll make a mental note of it.
Right.
So sometimes what I'll do is I'll take a picture of it. So everybody looks like, I'm not going to buy it right now. But I'll remember it
later.
For next time. You got me. You sold me. You did your job. I want people to feel like they did a good job. I don't want people to feel like their job is meaningless.
Oh, the one lady though. Okay, so I went to the grilled cheese. And then right around the grilled cheese, there was some lady with some meat. And she goes, I'd put the meat inside the grilled cheese. I said, bet. And I did that so good.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get it. What kind of meat was it? I saw that. We didn't go again. That one had a line.
Again, too. I don't ask questions. I just took the sample and left.
You know what I don't like about samples?
What?
I don't like when you can't tell what it is they're selling.
Okay.
Like the grilled cheese, right?
Was it the bread or the cheese?
Were you selling the bread? Are you selling the cheese? Are you selling the bread and the cheese? Is this a frozen item that's already pre-made?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And why isn't there frozen grilled cheese? Is it just because it's that easy to make? Like no one would buy. Like there's,
but it's like
Uncrustables.
You can get a
yeah. Like why is there a frozen grilled cheese option?
I don't know. We should look into that.
I might have just invented something right now. You might be witnessing the birth of toaster strudel. Okay, this is how we've gone over this on this podcast. This is how millions fortunes are built, guys. Just like Stussy, right? It's just a guy started making shirts and hats. Next thing you know,
yep. Next thing you know,
fifth and sixth graders all over the world. drawing that, sure? That little fucking
everywhere.
That little S. Do they still do it?
Yes, still to this day.
People don't even wear Stussy. They just still draw the S.
Still draw the S. It's just a thing.
You know how to draw?
Oh, I did back then.
Yeah,
let's see. I said back then. Back I didn't then? Say now.
Oh, okay.
Look we at should you have, trying wait, to do like a
should,
challenge.
We should have a Stussy S. drawing cut
everywhere. Oh, you'd win hands down. I feel like you practiced that shit.
I wasn't big into it. No. I mean, I knew how to. I eventually learned how to draw it. It's just the three lines and whatever, and you just connect them. I mean, it's really that's all it is.
You know, just at the.
But I don't. You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I ever owned a Stussy shirt.
No.
I no, did. And if I did, it was probably a hand-me-down from a neighbor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I because I was a chunky kid, so I never had like whatever was in style.
Yeah,
I
feel just that
one of those things, mm-hmm. You know. But yeah, yeah. I don't like when the item is hidden.
Right.
So it's like tell me what you want me to buy.
That's true. So what was she selling?
She was selling the bread.
Oh, okay.
She was selling the Sara Lee bread, which it was good, but we already have a bread that we like.
Yeah, we do.
We do the butter bread.
Yeah.
Right? We started off with the Nature Zone.
Yes, we did.
Started off with the Nature Zone, then we went to the H-E-B. The H-E-B butter bread is just as good as the Nature Zone.
Yeah.
Not sponsored.
No. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? We'd probably have to clean up our act a little bit.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'd probably have to go very country club. HEB's like, yeah, man. Can't really sponsor all those fucks and shits. You'd be dropping, man. Like, all right. I feel you.
Yeah, HEB's like, I have a hard pass.
Yeah, hard pass. But yeah, and then I'm on a Celsius kick. I did find because really I can't good. Do energy drinks, and I found it on the road a few weeks ago. I was like, let me try one of these because I did feel like I needed to pick me up on the road. It's kind of like a vitamin water. It's got some different vitamins and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. It's no sugar or whatever, you know. So I grabbed a couple and it is. It's good for a little mild energy boost without getting my sensors all out of I'm very caffeine sensitive. I cannot do a lot of caffeine just because I did so much in college.
I found interesting is I love my coffee. You know, I drink tons and tons of coffee. I drank that first today instead of my coffee, and I felt like I was more energized.
There you go.
So it was interesting.
There you go. And there was a lady out there in sample land selling her own. She didn't work for Sam. She was there just doing a demo. And she almost got me. Because it was cheaper. Because it was like 30 for like 30. And she had her little cells thing down. She was like, oh yeah, this is vitamin B12. It's like going to the doctor. I'm almost sure she was saying some shit she shouldn't be saying.
When
you're selling food products, everything, you can't make
shit
too
up.
Wild of claims. But she's like, this is like going to the doctor and getting a shot of B12. No, it's not. Not drinking something. It's not like going and getting a shot of B12.
Yeah.
Like it might have some B12 in it, but it's not the same thing as getting a shot. And she's all like, since I started drinking it, I've lost 100 pounds. I cut all my anxiety medication.
All my depression medication.
You know, my dog that ran away came back. My ingrown toenail fungus went away.
But it felt like that.
It's like, God damn, this cured all your problems. Yeah, me and my husband are getting back together. We've been separated for 5 years. Like, God damn, all because of this vitamin water, you say.
And some good ass water.
That's some good shit, man. And she's still... Hey, nothing I'm gonna anyone judge. I mean, she still looked a little rough. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
for such a cure-all.
So I you know, the asshole in me wanted to be like, I want to see how you were.
Can I get it before?
Before the water. That's fucked up. I'm kind of curious.
That's fucked up. I need to see it before.
Rock, talk about rock bottom, man.
She was really selling it. She almost had me.
She almost had me. But it was one of the. It was a difference of it was something you had to add to a bottle of water or whatever. And right. It's like, well, then I got to buy a bottle of water and, you know, save the planet and shit. You know, yeah. You know, we got the Stanleys now trying to cut down on the plastic and whatnot.
Exactly.
You know, but we're going to keep this episode short tonight because it is Monday night, Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, we
had to get all the accoutrements.
Yes,
for
you
teacher
did.
Appreciation, we had to go get the favorite snack.
Yes.
Favorite snack, favorite drink. You know what I'm saying? Get all the teacher appreciation stuff. And of course, we're gearing up Friday. If you're listening to this week on Wednesday or Thursday, and you're in San Antonio, you should be at Gordito de Mayo at Upstage Comedy Lounge. And if you're not in San Antonio, let somebody know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. Myself, Danielle Torres, it's probably going to be her last show for a very long time. I got to talk to her today. She's going to be taking an indefinite little break from comedy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So get out there.
Come out, see her. Miguelito, young cat here from Corpus. I've taken him on a couple of different private gigs with me. He's coming along nicely. And it's always been a hope of mine to be able to take some Corpus people on the road with me here and there. So, you know, we're gonna give the kid a shot, see what he got, see if he's ready. See if he's ready for the big times.
Alright.
Not the big time. The medium
the
times.
Times.
Is he ready for the gordito times?
There you go.
And might have some special guests, you know.
Mm.
Stop on by. You know what I'm saying? Like Willie Barcena says, Javaluna gets a lot of respect in the comedy game, and you know, you never know who might want to stop by and Ooh. Jump on stage, you know, get a few tags from the writer that is Javaluna. Because not only am I a comedian, okay, yes, I'm sir. Also a writer,
yes sir,
okay, podcaster,
yes,
shirt maker,
yes,
Mrs.
Yes.
Luna rocking. I just pressed my. You gotta hold it up a little bit more. Up high. There you go. Bam, bam. That's we started a super color. Not a sponsor.
Welcome to sponsor. Yet.
But I was in between shirt guys, so I decided to order my own heat transfers. Plastisol. I'm liking the product so far. You know, it's not vinyl. This is not Cricut shit.
No.
All right. It's
nice.
It's next best thing to screen printing. It's super nice. And that's what I'm using to print the shirts that I'll be selling in San Antonio this weekend. So got a chance to do those myself. So make sure you come on out and let's get into the what you got for me.
Okay, so your article today title says Christian teacher claims God told her to become a porn star.
Okay.
They say God works in mysterious ways, but for former Catholic school teacher, it went further. She claims the Almighty told her to become a porn star. This lady, who is known for sharing sexy snapshots and videos on social media and raunchy OnlyFans, reports that she was raised in a very strict religious household and was taught to be a good Christian girl.
Uh-huh. Those are always the ones that end up the freaks. I mean, let's be honest. All right. You have them on that short leash.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you let them off, they're going to run wild.
I mean,
that's the way it goes.
Exhibit one.
Huh?
I said, yeah, exhibit one. Yeah. Eventually, she became a teacher of autistic children at a Catholic school in Los Angeles. But she said that something was missing in her life. Before I left teaching, I felt super disconnected from myself and also God. I didn't know what my life's purpose was and and how I was meant to help others.
Uh-huh.
She continues, when I started connecting to myself and to God in a different way than what I had been taught in church, I kept hearing and feeling the nudge to help liberate women from their sexual shame.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Liberate. Hey, girl, just let your free flag fly. You ain't got to bring God into this. I don't know. I've mentioned this before, right? You know my degree's in theology. Yes, I've read the book a couple times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A couple times. I've studied it. Biblical theology was not my forte. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I was more on the moral side. Mm-hmm. But, I passed my biblical theology classes. And I know... I know, he created the earth, you know, he created, you know, land, water, the birds in the sky, mm-hmm, fish in mm-hmm. the sea, created man. I don't remember on the eighth day him starting an OnlyFans.
No, that wasn't part of
no.
it.
No.
No.
No. Seventh day he rested. Eighth day started an OnlyFans. But I did. But okay, let's get biblical on it.
Okay,
I she might be onto something.
Yeah,
because I was always a little. I don't want to get struck down here. I was always a little weirded out by the whole feet washing thing at the Last Supper.
Okay,
Jesus have a little bit of a foot fetish. Like why you gotta wash everybody's feet for? Like, y'all just ate. Just saying. Anyway, proceed. So God told her
yeah, she was gonna liberate
liberate women from their sexual
shame.
She
had so much sexual shame of her own at first. I remember being mm-hmm. at a photo shoot that it had several porn stars, and I was so triggered. Mm-hmm. I could feel the judgments that society and religion had instilled in me, and I was very aware of it. Mm-hmm. That part of me felt like their sexual choices and expressions were wrong and immoral. Mm-hmm. I even felt wrong by association in that moment, but that didn't feel like God telling me to feel that way. Mm-hmm. So according to the porn star, with the encouragement of her husband, she says her new sex-rated life makes her not feel more liberated, but holy and sacred.
How? keep reading. We're trying to wrap this up, so keep going.
She says it's her mission to liberate women living in sexual shame. God's message has been abundantly clear. I'm here to be a porn star. This is my way of serving, she said.
Who is living in sexual shame in 2023?
I don't know.
Who, especially Catholic women? Have you been to Catholic church? It's been a while for me. I can only imagine what it is now. But the church I went to was damn near a nightclub. There's not a whole lot of sexual shame in Catholicism. they get down because you can just go to confession.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? We have that. That part.
There you go.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A couple Our Fathers, a few Hail Marys. Mm-hmm. Put your right foot in. Put your right foot out. Bada boom, bada bing.
And it's all clean.
All clean. ready to start the week with a clean slate.
Oh, my cheeks hurt.
You know, but OnlyFans. I mean, you probably gonna have to, you know, get a punch card for confession, like maybe like a like every fifth confession you get a free penance. You don't have to do the Our Fathers, you know, because boy, she wearing that confessional out. Priest probably gonna have to look that one up. A little penance app. What is how many rosaries does she have to pray for spreading her booty hole on the internet? I don't think.
Oh
You know what I'm saying? how many are fathers for spreading your ass cheeks like the Red Sea?
Oh, God.
You know?
I can't.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Anyway, follow her at Burning Bush. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, guys. We'll keep this one short, man. We only got so much time on the video camera this week. Just wanted to get on here, chop it up with y'all. Don't forget to come out to San Antonio, man. Upcoming shows also in Houston, Texas, June 16th at the House of Blues. That's with Chingo Bling. Make sure to check that out. Also, upcoming dates in Sugarland and Austin, Texas. Once those are confirmed, I will get those out to y'all. Nice. Y'all have a great rest of your week. One love.